Remembering a pivotal moment for civil rights, I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. A ceremony in Selma, Alabama today to mark the anniversary of the March 7th, 1965 racist police attack on voting rights demonstrators.
As Christ offered his flesh for the sins of the world upon Calvary's hill, these foot soldiers upon this hill, at the top of this bridge, offered their flesh for the sins of America.
President Biden attended the event, calling for the nation to protect voting rights. The 1965 march led to the Voting Rights Act to be passed by Congress 5 months later. The White House has announced President Biden will travel to Philadelphia Thursday to release his budget for the 2024 fiscal year. He reportedly will hold a campaign-style event to trumpet his economic agenda. Calls for a closer look at transportation safety after two train derailments in Ohio in the last few weeks and several recent close call incidents with airlines. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
Flying in America is the safest place to do it in the world. But from my perspective, these are huge warning signs that you're talking about, what we've been talking about. I think it's been six near misses in the last 2 months.
In regard to rail safety, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is proposing a bill to expand rail safety regulations. The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed five homes and killed one person in a town about 18 miles from the Russian border. The area has come under frequent attacks, even though Russian ground forces withdrew nearly 6 months ago. Former Idaho Governor Phil Batt died at home yesterday. Batt was elected to the state's top office in 1994 as Idaho's first Republican governor in 28 years. He was 96. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two men drive hundreds of miles to help people in need. Fox's Kevin Uresky explains.
Steve Herberger and Josh Keeler co-own a moving company in Oklahoma, and recently they did some heavy-duty moving of their own, packing up trucks and hauling thousands of bottles of water north to Ohio to help people in East Palestine, the site of that recent toxic train derailment. Herberger explains their motivation.
We're from Oklahoma, and we see a lot of tragedies, you know, tornadoes especially. And so we always try to help one another. And, you know, in this particular case, we saw where a community felt like they weren't getting any help.
The two say they will return to East Palestine at the end of March to bring people whatever they need. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
For the first time, United Nations members have agreed on a unified treaty to protect biodiversity in the high seas, concluding 2 weeks of talks in New York. The treaty will create a new body to manage ocean life conservation and establish marine protected areas in ocean regions outside national boundary waters. A Star Trek favorite is ending. Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Star Trek Discovery is ending its mission with the upcoming Season 5 on Paramount Plus. According to Variety, the final season will now debut in early 2024. This series is among the network's many offshoots from the Star Trek franchise. There will be some additional filming that is yet to take place for the show. That's the reason for the push to 2024. The end of Discovery is part of Hollywood streaming networks coming to grips with the financial realities of the streaming era. The streamer is currently airing the third and final season of Star Trek Picard, which features a reunion of the Next Generation cast. Michelle Bellino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.